Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. Some of you know the drill, and if you don't, here it is. Each week, we'll run through the new release schedule and pick a bunch of new records worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth downloading on their own. So here we go. Hands down, Patty Griffin is my favorite voice in music. Ray LaMontagne and Emmylou Harris come close, but for my money, there's simply nobody that sells a song better. This week brings us the release of Children Running Through, a record that might just be Patty Griffin's masterwork. It's confident and sensual, smart and very soulful. If you're already a fan, it's going to be one of your favorite records of the year. If you're not, prepare to be impressed. There's more gospel and soul on this record than earlier albums, but the most stunning stuff is the straight-up singer-songwriter stuff, like this one, a magnificent duet with one of the voices I mentioned earlier, Emmylou Harris. The tune is called Trapeze.
She started with us on the back of a horse, just 17 and already divorced. She took to the air with the greatest of ease. Well, she was born to be gliding on the old trapeze.
That's Trapeze from the new Patty Griffin record. We'll hear one more, a tune that's twice as rock and roll as the rest of the record. A reminder that our stuff is always a heartbeat away from being tossed on the lawn. One called Getting Ready.
Baby, got no traction. I was waiting and waiting for your reaction. I search a new direction. I'm gonna give myself a resurrection. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready.
From Patty Griffin, we head towards the Apples in Stereo. First, if you haven't already, you need to see the Apples in Stereo leader Robert Schneider on the Colbert Report, opening for the infamous Decemberists guitar duel. The clip is all over YouTube, and while the song's about Colbert, it makes a case for what power pop fans already know. Few bands fuse bubblegum, pop, and psychedelica better than the Apples in Stereo. Their first album in 5 years, New Magnetic Wonder, hit stores on Tuesday. It's a record overflowing with sing-alongs and really, really quirky anthems. Tunes it's almost impossible not to smile along with. Here's one, the album opener, Can You Feel It?
Can you feel it? Ooh, can you feel it? Ooh, can you feel it? It makes you feel good.
That's the Apples in Stereo. Is that a song destined for a television advertising campaign or what? From there, we head towards one of the week's most talked about new releases, the sophomore record from Bloc Party, Weekend in the City. There's been a lot of talk online of this being a hugely disappointing record, but it's not so much a disappointment as it is a bore. The tension and intensity that made their first record interesting seems to be lacking some here. There's some catchy tunes, but a lot of them seem variations on the same theme. Big sweeping tunes that aren't necessarily complex, just big and sweeping. Decide for yourself with a listen to this one, a must-download though, called The Prayer. One that does a lot of things in a short amount of time and manages to do most of them right. That's Bloc Party. Earlier in the show, it was Patty Griffin. Now it's another Austin singer-songwriter, Ruthie Foster. Not familiar? You'd have to be a folk music fanatic to know her. But now she's got a record that breaks the folky mold. It's called The Phenomenal Ruthie Foster, and the title's not a huge exaggeration. It's a record built around deep southern soul, blues, and R&B. And rather than try to modernize much of anything, it's all presented fairly straightforward. Foster's voice is the key. It's got a warmth and growl to it, both of which play nicely against the groove. Here's one to sample, a tune called Heal Yourself.
You wanna blow away disease carriers, said you don't want to need or have to know about it. All you wanna do is control it. You better think about healing yourself, child. Hey, heal yourself.
From Ruthie Foster, we segue to Norwegian singer-songwriter Sondre Lerche. Last year, he released The Duper Sessions, a critically acclaimed collection of jazz-inflected tunes inspired by Chet Baker. His new record, Phantom Punch, is apparently inspired by a wider berth of the pop spectrum. According to Lerche, quote, it's an orange juice meets Fleetwood Mac and My Bloody Valentine meets Os Mutantes meets Elvis Costello and Prefab Sprout and XTC meets Thomas Dolby meets Steely Dan. As insane as that sounds, it's actually not far off. There's a little something for everyone on Phantom Punch, although the friskiest, fastest tunes are decidedly the record's highlights. One of them is our download suggestion, a bouncy little number called The Tape.
Speak out if you got it. Watch out if you run symptoms. Someone died at a screaming downtown of a tape.
Now it's time for the unintentional comedy section of our show, Yoko Ono's new record. It's called Yes, I'm a Witch. That's supposed to be funny. The music itself probably wasn't designed for laughs, but is laughable nonetheless. First off, there ought to be a moratorium on oldies meets hipsters cover compilations. Here's the concept of this one. The voice of Yoko Ono and her so-called best-known tunes, rejiggered in collaborations with Cat Power, The Flaming Lips, The Apples in Stereo, Spiritualized, Peaches, The Sleepy Jackson, and La Tigre. The guests perform, produce, and mix the tunes. Ono sings them. Exactly half of one track on the record deserves your attention, a take on the tune Revelations, where Cat Power shares the vocal, making the Cat Power half of the song the listenable part. Here's your glimpse into the madness of Yoko Ono. This is Revelations featuring Cat Power.
Bless you for the times you feel no love. Open your heart to life anyway. In time you'll find love in you.
There you have it, Yoko Ono wrapping up another edition of our Esquire podcast. Come back and find us next week, and thanks for being here with us now. And thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.